He was also an object of suspicion to anyone using a spy ray, but that fact made no difference then. Snatching off his shoe, he took out his lens, wrapped it in a handkerchief, and placed it on the floor. Then, just as though he still wore it, he directed the thought at Winstead. "All serene, lensman?" he asked quietly. "Everything's on the beam," came instant reply. "Why?" "Just checking is all." Innocent did not specify exactly what he was checking. He then did something which, so far as he knew, no lensman had ever before even thought of doing. Although he felt stark naked without his lens, he hurled a thought three-quarters of the way across the galaxy to that dread planet Aresia, a thought narrowed down to the exact pattern of Mentor himself, the gigantic, fearsome brain who had been his teacher and his sponsor.
"Ah, 'tis Kimball Kinnison of Earth," that entity responded, in precisely the same modulation it had employed once before. "You have perceived, then, youth, that the lens is not the supremely important thing you have supposed it to be."
"I mean... The flustered lensman, taken completely aback, was cut off by a sharp rebuke.
"Stop! You are thinking muddily. Conduct ordinarily inexcusable. Now, youth, to redeem yourself, you will explain the phenomenon to me, instead of asking me to explain it to you. I realize that you have just discovered another facet of the cosmic truth. I know what a shock it has been to your immature mind. Hence, for this once, it may be permissible for me to overlook your crime. But strive not to repeat the offense. For I tell you again, in all possible seriousness, I cannot urge upon you too strongly the fact that in clear and precise thinking lies your only safeguard through that which you are attempting. Confused, wandering thought will assuredly bring disaster inevitable and irreparable."
"Yes, sir," Kinnison replied meekly, a small boy reprimanded by his teacher. "It must be this way. In the first stage of training, the lens is a necessity, just as is the crystal ball or some other hypnotic object in the seance. In the more advanced stage, the mind is able to work without aid. The lens, however, may be, in fact it must be, endowed with uses other than that of a symbol of identification, uses about which I as yet know nothing. Therefore, while I can work without it, I should not do so except when it is absolutely necessary, as its help will be imperative if I am to advance to any higher stage. It is also clear that you were expecting my call.